News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, you might remember an emotional interview we had back in August with Omid Ahmadi. The Irish Afghani got stuck in Afghanistan with his wife and two daughters, all of whom are Irish citizens, when the Taliban took over. They'd been on a rare family visit to the country, their future very uncertain, and naturally and understandably they were very scared. But fortunately, Omid and his family were among those evacuated last week. He joins us now. Omid, great to talk to you and great to hear you're back in Ireland. How does it feel to be back in Ireland, back home?
Thank you very much, Shane, for having me here. It feels great and relief that we are back home, thanks to our Irish authorities back in Abu Dhabi, with tremendous work and tireless work that they have done. Fantastic, the way we were, they gave us hospitality back in Qatar, and the way it was organized, it was fantastic to be home.
Now I can only imagine you've probably had a really nerve-wracking, frightening number of weeks. How did it happen that you finally got home?
Well, they were working with partners, mainly with Qatar, to organize a flight for foreign citizens such as us, and they were waiting for opportunity to come, and the minute it came, they grabbed it, and luckily we are here. Being there was uncertain, not knowing what's going to happen tomorrow, but luckily we got out.
Did you worry at any stage that you mightn't get out, that you might have to stay there?
Well, as things were uncertain, we didn't know if there would be any flight or if we had to take any other route. But yeah, we were worried a lot until the plane took off the ground. We were uncertain if we would be able to get out.
When we last spoke to you, Omid, you were particularly fearful for your wife's brother. Just remind us as to why that was and tell us how he's doing.
Well, see, whoever have worked with the previous government are now at risk. Especially it was my brother-in-law. His line of work was working with the previous government in a high rank, and they are mainly target, although they have said it in the papers and news that they're not saying anything, but they're secretly targeted and looking for them to get their revenge, basically.
Okay, very, very worrying indeed for him and indeed for you. Tell us, what was life, because you were there for obviously a number of weeks while the Taliban had taken control. What was life like? Had things changed pretty dramatically?
Compared to what it was, it certainly had changed, not in a positive way. People were worried about their lives, their future, and definitely the women rights, especially in regards to education. They were in completely dark days, because yet there was no specific deadline for when the schools or the universities for women will be reopened. No work, no jobs. Those who had their own money in the banks, there was no bank systems, so people will be queuing for hours to get their own money to from the bank.
Okay.
And
okay.
You would have been lucky if you get your turn on the same day.
Very difficult. Very, very difficult. Good to be home. Good to be back in Ireland.
Happy. Yeah. Really relieved. Okay. Especially for my young daughters. They're terrified being there. I took them out for a walk the next day we were here. And the question was, are the Taliban outside?
Oh, no. She actually said that to you?
Yeah, my four-year-old. But no, it will take time. Since Halloween is nearby, There were a few fireworks up in our area, and Jesus, the run that they had taken hiding from
Oh
those
gosh!
sites.
Oh, that is really poignant, really difficult. But look, they're back home and they're safe. And look, you're relieved, and we are all relieved on your behalf. Great to talk to you. Great that,
Appreciate this.
yeah, great that
Thank
you're
you.
back home. Omid Achmadi there, back in Ireland after a pretty harrowing ordeal with his family, Ciara.
Yeah, those poor kids. Awful to think of them running from, very sad, running from fireworks. But anyway, at least
Good
they are,
that they're
as you say,
back. Good
home
they're home.
here.
Yeah.
Home here and safe.